Say the rest, Smani.
Can you hear me, President? Thank you. President, Your Excellencies, we will present an update on mine clearance activities in our country. We have conducted operations to respond to urgent situations. Last year, we identified certain areas and we managed to demine some 30,000 ERW and landmines, and we have done this working together with United Nations. And we have identified different mines, landmines, anti-personnel mines, anti-tank mines, strengthening our activities for awareness raising as well, and mine risk education, despite our limited resources. In addition, we've worked with victim assistance, providing assistance to many victims, some 2,300 individuals have received assistance. We have been carrying out awareness raising campaigns on mine clearance activities. And our survey activities have allowed us to identify different areas in 22 regions. So these are highly contaminated regions, which we have now surveyed. Unfortunately, we are seeing many victims, and there are still areas which have not been surveyed. So we have our national action plan for demining activities, which has allowed us to enlarge the scope of our surveys and to update our priorities for demining activities. Our action plan has been updated to include further activities of the National Mine Action Centre, focusing on information as well as victim assistance, in particular medical assistance. However, Yemen is facing many challenges in implementing Article 5, given the security situation in our country and the new kinds of explosive devices that we are encountering. The difficulties that my country is encountering are colossal, given the economic crisis that we are also going through. We are reliant on international support and the United Nations Mine Action Service as well. We do very much regret that some activities have been suspended. We have reached an agreement with the ISU for support in the future, but the problems really do remain in our country, and we are concerned that there will be more and more victims. So we welcome any possibility for cooperation to tackle this situation so that we can reduce the number of victims and potential victims in the future. President, my country's government is committed to submitting further updates in the interest of transparency, but we do very much beg for understanding of the very difficult situation in our country, and we're grateful for support of different states, the NGO and the international community, President, thank you very much indeed for your support, and I'd like to thank the European Union as well for its support, and the Committee for Article 5 Implementation, and the ISU as well. Through the support of all of you, very much hope that we can see progress made in our country, and we wish as well to thank other stakeholders. This is an opportunity for us to strengthen partnership to assist Yemen in complying with its obligations. President, our heartfelt gratitude to you and through you to the United Nations, the United Kingdom, the Netherlands, Norway, Sweden, France, and Saudi Arabia, who have all assisted Yemen in tackling these challenges and meeting our commitments. Thank you.